KOPR, this is KO4HK.
Sorry. I was just getting ready to head out to the girls there out back. Patrick, go ahead, sir.
Has information on the power outage?
Roger. You ready to copy it? Didn't amount to too much, actually, Patrick, but it's nice that he reported it.
South Carolina's still wanting those reports so they can make sure everybody's got what they need. They're trying to stay on top of it. So I'm trying to help out where I can.
Well, he said the power was minimized, that they were working on 2000 Brown Avenue in Belton, and things were starting to look up. This was at 12:39 p.m. His call sign was Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. His name is Mark.
Give me the call sign one more time.
Roger. Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor.
I copy Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor.
QSL.
And it's 2000 Brown Avenue, Belton.
Roger.
Appreciate you helping me out there. KO4HKX, standing by.
Anytime. I'm going to be outside for quite a little bit now, Patrick, but good to hear you, Ben, in 0TR.
KO4HKX, KP2HXS.
Go ahead, Dave.
Are you available for a quick phone call?
Give me 10 and then I will be.
Why don't you call me when you're ready then? I'll be standing by. KP2HXS.
KO4HKX, standing by.
Good morning, Dave. I just headed outside. Just wanted to say hi. And you've been doing a good job on here too, bud. This is Central TR.
I'm trying, Tom. I'm just, you know, leaving the airwaves clear. I'm trying to help people locally with the ACs and whatnot. I just took care of two today, getting them back up and running after the power come back on. You know, those little power surges, you'd be surprised what they do to these blower motors.
Good. You mean condenser blower motors or the variable frequency ones inside?
The ECM motors, those X13 ECMs. I just changed one out today. This poor young fella, he owns a little duplex house out there in Greenville. And I don't want to mention the company's name, but they wanted to charge him $2,000 to change a blower motor. I almost spit my false teeth out.
I can't imagine you at your age, but, well, Dave, kudos to you. That's really nice. And as you well know, if they got a fleet of trucks and that, it's going to be over $300 an hour, and it gets very expensive very quick, but that's price gouging.
KP2HXS Mobile, yes it is, and I'm not going to discuss my pricing on here, but I didn't charge them anywhere near that. My God.
The feeling I got charged $600 for a toilet still that should have been $179, and that's typical, triple it, and it never did work. Bernice hollered at me because that was the master bathroom, and so I just took it to the trash dump and went down and bought a $179 one at Home Depot, and it's worked ever since.
One form was I pulled that X13 motor out and put an old PSC motor, well, a new PSC motor back in, a capacitor-driven motor, and it worked just fine. A whole heck of a lot cheaper than what they were going to do. The system's running, and he's not out of pocket with a lot of money.
PSCs are excellent. I got one been running since 1984 over here, Dave, on 18-inch fans. I used to build them for the guys in the shop where I worked. They are just great.
It'll still run while the system is rusting around it. Anyway, Tom, I'm on the roadway here. I'm about to pull into my driveway. I'll catch you later. N0TR KB2HXS. I'll be cleared out of here.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, and this thing draws less than I had to look on the side of it, about 9/10 of an amp. So they're really fuel efficient, so we say. Okay, Dave. Yeah, take care. KB2HXS. N0TR. Have a good day, Dave. And it's nice what you're doing.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good day. KB2HXS out of here.